Programs like the EB-5 visa show New Hampshire's economy is affected by what happens across the country and around the world. That's especially true in the defense industry, which is a major economic driver in southern New Hampshire. Like many industries, defense has seen plenty of change over the past 5 years, but because of the ongoing budget debates in Washington, there's likely more change to come for the industry and for its workers. To learn more, we turn to Rich Ashew, Director of Strategy for BAE Systems. He ran for the Republican nomination for New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District in 2010. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, it's good to be here, Brady. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about what the last 5 years have looked like for BAE and for companies in the defense industry.
Well, certainly the overriding dynamic that not only BAE Systems, but I think across the industry, is the incredible budget uncertainty. But it's not just uncertainty. I mean, most Americans know when you pick up the paper and read about deadlock that that's going to influence federal spending. But it's more than that. It's the fact that we've got an unprecedented level of budget restriction. Most people now are learning about a word called sequester, and that's something they've never heard of before 5 years ago. You know, we've had budget uncertainty before, and we've had shrinking budgets before, but we've never had both to this extreme at the same time. So it's really created a scenario that's unprecedented for a lot of us who are trying to respond to what the government needs.
Can you describe the tensions between some of the long-term planning that you would have to do if you're designing new technology and you're dealing with short-term budgeting that maybe will last for 90 days? How does that affect what you do day-to-day?
Well, certainly, I think there's one word to describe the scenario as it applies to industry trying to plan, and it's untenable. Beyond just not knowing what a budget is going to look like in a couple of years, the business of funding the government through the continuing resolution process, which I think, again, most Americans are now more familiar with than they ever thought they'd be, is troubling because not only does it create uncertainty, but new contracts are restricted under a continuing resolution. So essentially, you can't start, even though there is money budgeted and even though there's an approval for it, you can't do it under a continuing resolution. And so the industry goes into vapor lock. As people know, we're responding to requirements that are pressing of the highest nature. You know, we're living in a world of global national security challenges. They need to be responded to. We need the budget certainty in order to respond to them.
How do companies like BAE then look down the road 5-10 years when it's not clear whether or not we're going to see that certainty anytime soon?
Really, there's three significant things that I think the industry across the board is trying to do. And it's our job to manage through this uncertainty. First thing is we plan on multiple scenarios. And by the way, the government is doing the same thing. So we look at where the defense budget is and try to come up with ways to respond in kind of high, medium, low. The other thing we try to do is eliminate some of the radical fluctuations on the federal budget side with adjacent businesses. And, you know, we're proud to say that we've got a number of, you know, important lines of business that are not federal at all. You know, and in fact, you know, we do a lot in commercial aviation, and that's an up market. And then the third thing is you try to find ways to share technology with our allies, you know, in the international markets. And that's something that comes with its own issues because it's highly regulated. But nevertheless, U.S. budgets are coming down. In many cases, international budgets are going up. And the U.S. is relying on its allies more. So those are three ways. We're doing a lot more than that. But those are three ways that I think are common to the industry right now as we try to get through this.
We've heard a lot of talk about the state of the workforce in New Hampshire, what we have and what we would like to have that we may not have or worry that we may not have in the future. Is New Hampshire giving you the best and brightest that you need for what you do?
New Hampshire has always been a solid home for the kind of technology-driven enterprises that are supporting our defense now. You know, are there challenges? Absolutely. But the fundamentals are so very strong. Quality of life is wonderful. The low-tax environment helps us as manufacturers. But the people, that work ethic that is resident here and the strong education system that is technology-focused, we not only do we hire a great deal, you know, we're 4,000-plus employees, hire a great deal out of New Hampshire, but a lot of our subcontractors, in fact, the majority of them are from the southern tier of New Hampshire and northern tier of Massachusetts. That is not a coincidence. There's some fundamental factors that make that true, and I think give give us the confidence that we'll be able to keep succeeding as we have.
Rich Ashew, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.